Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be supplied with faith, fire, and freedom as you listen to today's message.
Hello, church family. This is Lon May, and I just want to make a quick announcement here and let you know that all of our CD albums that are available on our website are now available in MP3 format. You can download them for a fraction of the cost right directly off of the internet. You can go to our website at www.lonmay.org. You can click on our products page, view the wide variety of messages we have available, and download them straight to your computer. You can make a CD out of them. You can download them to your iPhone, to your iPod. Take them with you on the road. It's quick, it's easy, and it's convenient. So I just wanted to let you know that we're endeavoring to increase our range of getting the word out to people and helping them to live the overcoming life. Now stay tuned for today's message. I mean, I've been here a short 42 years on the earth, and I've come to the conclusion that most of what we encounter is not worth worrying about. If you don't know that, you need to. And so I'm just getting to where I just roll more and more over on the Lord. I figure He's big enough to handle it, you know. Either His word's true or it's not. If it's not, then what are we doing here? And so I just left it over on Him. You know, the next day I got a phone call. The day after that I got another phone call. The day after that I got another phone call. I'm so booked up now with work, I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. See, now you can get over into an area worrying about the blessing of God. Now, how am I going to do all this? I prayed for, you know, I'm believing Him for all this. Now it came. Now what am I going to do? I still got radio programs to develop. I still got messages to edit. I still got, you know, things to do. I still got to stay and rest. Because Philippians 4:19 still reads the same before all the phone calls came as it reads after all the phone calls came. He's still going to supply. He's going to supply me with some time to take care of this. He's going to supply me with the help I need. He's going to supply me with the weather that I need to accomplish these things. It's still in His hands. Now, I want to say this. Sometimes people are asking for the Lord to send increase to their life financially. And rightly so. We have Scripture to support that. And we're not being irresponsible or, you know, whatever you want to call it by asking the Lord to provide for us. He expects to provide for us. But, you know, sometimes, and I found this to be true in working with a few people anyway, God will send them an opportunity to provide according to the way they've been praying. And then they get mad because it takes them out of their comfort zone. Then they get upset because now I got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go do this. And I'm used to sleeping until 9. I'm probably reading somebody's mail or the Lord wouldn't have brought this up. I remember somebody was asking the Lord for money one time, and the Lord sent him an opportunity to make some extra money on the side, and it was going to require a little extra of their time to do it, but they was going to be paid well for it. And because the opportunity came wearing gloves and bib overalls. Hey. They rejected it. It was God. Yeah. But God showed up and they didn't even recognize Him. He provided for them and they didn't even recognize it as Him. See how mindsets get in the way sometimes? Some people, your answer is staring you in the face and you don't see it because your mind is in the way.
If I'm getting into your business, you have to blame your pastor because he said new move means new mind. He said that. And I'm just following the Holy Ghost, so he started this. So you just remember that. I'm going to be leaving after tonight's service. And you didn't have to say that. I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Amen.
And there's freedom here.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we started off talking here about something and then got off on that. Anyhow, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I want to go on down here. It says, and is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction. How many of us like to have correction? Ain't nobody raised their hand. Most of us don't think we need correction as part of the problem, I think. But it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. Now, don't let that word righteousness throw you. It's profitable for instruction in righteousness. One aspect of righteousness, and it is defined this way, I think it's in Vine's dictionary, it points this out, that one aspect of righteousness is doing things the right way.
Amen.
It's not just relating to your position with God of being righteous, but it also relates to doing things the right way. The old English word they use for this is right wiseness. Right wiseness. God's Word has the ability to instruct us in the right way to do things. It has the ability, if it's allowed to. If it's allowed to. And the reason that God has set the fivefold ministry into the church is to instruct the body of Christ in how to do things the right way, according to the Word.
Amen.
Are you with me? The function of the fivefold ministry is to establish within the hearts of the believers the right way to do things according to God's Word. How many of you know there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things?
Amen.
How many of you know somewhere in there is your way of doing things?
No.
What was that you said last night? The Lord told you, you can be right or I can fix this? You can be right or I'll fix it. Which one do you want? That'll preach. But in Scripture has been given by inspiration of God for the sake of instructing us how to do things the right way. And so I want to take that thought and move over to the book of James chapter 1, if you would please. We've been talking about the subject of faith. We've been talking about receiving from God, how to receive. We've been talking about being stable people. James chapter 1, starting in verse 2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Please say anything.
Amen.
Let not that man think he shall receive anything. Receive anything. Receive anything of the Lord. Why? Verse 8 tells us, a double-minded man is unstable in all His ways. Several things we need to be aware of here in this passage is that, number one, you're going to have temptations. There are going to be trials come to your life. You never come to the place of being so holy and so spiritual and walking in such a cloud of glory that you're never going to have something come against you. Now, how do I know that? Because if Satan still tempted Jesus in the 40 days and 40 nights of the wilderness, and he had to overcome him with his temptations, what makes you better than him? I'm asking, hello, what makes you better than him? We're not better than him. If he had to deal with Satan, then it's very highly possible you and I are going to have to deal with it too. But we notice that Jesus' answer to Satan was always the same, it is written. Any dealings that you have with the devil, and you know for a fact that it's the devil, must be handled by using what God has had to say to counteract it. This is how you bring clarity and correctness to situation. What does the Word say about it? What did God have to say about this? This is our reference point. What's He have to say? Jesus always answered with the same, it is written, it is written, it is written. He had no spiritual warfare tactics that we can tell other than he used the Word of God. We know that in Matthew, the sixth chapter, the seventh chapter actually, the Bible tells us that there was a wise man and a foolish man. One built his house on a rock and the other one built his house on the sand. Jesus said, he who hears these sayings of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. But you'll notice with the wise guy, the storm still hit his house. He still had a storm. Whether you're a fool or you're considered wise, you're going to have a storm. That's reality.
You've just heard a segment of this week's message titled, Our Faith Today. The church in the book of Acts looks different than the church of today. While cultures have changed from the early days of the church, God has not changed. While doctrines have changed since the early church, God still has not changed. Could it be that we're not seeing the results the early church did because we've altered the messages from what Jesus originally commissioned? Could it be that we struggle to have faith in God because our doctrines make allowances for failure? Are we supposed to look like the church did during the former reign of God's Spirit? Now, during the latter reign of God's Spirit, should the church be less powerful? These questions and much, much more are discussed in these life-changing messages. My announcer is going to come now and tell you how you can secure this week's message in its entirety, Our Faith Today. Stay tuned for more information.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.